you don't have to fix everybody's problems for them. You need to be able to say, hey, let me coach you and teach you how to do this instead of just running to the rescue. And in a way, you kind of have to let your team have little failures. And I know that sounds so weird, but you have to let them fail so that they can learn from that mistake.
But look at what it means to be average. You are the worst of the best and the best of the worst. You're not achieving anything unusual, choosing instead to go with the flow. When we do less than our best, we become discontent and burned out. Those words from Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy. Today on the podcast, we'll be talking about what it means to be a great leader using Chick-fil-A principles. Welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, who has read many, many, many leadership books in his lifetime.
Yes, I have. I love reading leadership books and business books and stuff like that. And they don't have pictures in them, Allison.
So is that why you like them? Or why do you bring that up?
Because you would assume that I only like books with pictures in them, but I'm stepping out. I'm like a grown-up sometimes.
You are a grown-up. You're a smart dude.
Thank you. I wear glasses.
Well, you're about to get even smarter because I am really excited to introduce you to Leah Haygood. She started working at Chick-fil-A her senior year in high school, worked her way up the ranks, learning many leadership skills along the way, which she now shares on her podcast, Led to Lead. Welcome, Leah.
Hello. So glad to be here. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, we're super excited. And now I know you spent many years working at Chick-fil-A. Spill the beans. What did you like about working there?
Yeah, so it was my very first job I ever had. What's funny is, so I played golf in high school, and right after my golf season was over, I was like, you know what? I want some money. And my boyfriend at the time was working at Chick-fil-A, and he said, hey, you should come and work for us. So I was like, okay, sure. So I came on and I loved it. I loved having the flexibility to, you know, obviously focus on schoolwork, but then have the ability to work for a great company and work with some great people. I've worked for my whole time at Chick-fil-A. I've worked for the same operator. His name's Brett Swanson. He's a great guy. And so I enjoyed the food. First off, I love the food. I mean, come on, you can't go wrong with the food. But I loved the environment. And I loved the opportunities that, I mean, down the road that I was able to be a part of. With Chick-fil-A, to be able to move up the ranks, so to speak, going from team member to team leader to a manager. And it's just one of those places that, for some, it may be their very first job that they ever do, and then some make it a career. So I love the flexibility of the company and what they stand for.
Now, I've always been curious, when you work management in Chick-fil-A, is it like easier than being management somewhere else because everyone's such a good worker, or are they just good workers because you're a great manager?
Good question. If I want to fluff my ego, I'll say, yeah, because I'm such a great manager. No, but, truly we, when it comes to, hiring team members, our HR people, they are great. We have, at the Chick-fil-A that I worked at, had a really strong HR team that really took the time to get to know people first off, and then to make hard decisions when necessary. If we say, this may not be the best fit for you, or say, hey, come on, we'd like to see you grow. So it's a combination of looking for the best people, to be honest with you, and then also giving our managers all the tools of success that they need to grow. So our operator and our director of operations are really strong when it comes to developing leadership, and leaders are always learning, right? So they set us up for success with that.
What does that look like? Because I know you say when you decided to pursue leadership at Chick-fil-A, you realized you really didn't have the training needed to do that. You were kind of one of these people, like I kind of am too, where if somebody does something wrong, you kind of just do it for them rather than taking the time to show them, or, you know, you just kind of rush through it rather than making it a teaching experience. But how did you get the training that you needed to really be a leader?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely that kind of person that if someone, how do I phrase this? That if I've told someone to do it and they haven't necessarily done it right, this is early in my management days, if I saw that they weren't doing it the way that I asked them to, I would just go in behind them and either finish it because I still wanted to look good. So honestly, it's a little bit of my pride. Like, I still want it to look good. It took someone telling me, saying, hey, you don't have to fix everybody's problems for them. You need to be able to say, hey, let me coach you and teach you how to do this instead of just running to the rescue. And in a way, you kind of have to let your team have little failures. And I know that sounds so weird, but you have to let them fail so that they can learn from that mistake. That makes any sense.
Well, that's a hard lesson to learn. I mean, everyone knows that you pretty much have to do that, but mm-hmm. it's easier said than done. But what's another thing that you've learned about being a leader while at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, man. Working with people can be the most rewarding and the most frustrating thing at the same time. that you obviously need, especially at Chick-fil-A. Like, when I first started at back in 2009, we did not have the iPads outside. This was back when cheesecake and lemon pie were still on the menu, like a long time ago. And it was so much easier, I would say. Well, and in some ways, we could operate with less people. But now, like, I just recently left Chick-fil-A in November. I'm a stay-at-home mom now. I've got 3 kids. But when I left, during a lunch shift between kitchen, front, working up front, and iPads outside, we had, goodness, I think 35 to 40 people in the store, like, in our lunch hour. And back 10 years ago, we probably could do it. We were in a double drive-thru, but we could do it with 15, maybe. So it's been, there's a lot more moving parts now when it comes to leading a shift at Chick-fil-A, just because they've integrated so much more technology and different methods. I mean, with curbside and the app and mobile ordering, it's just grown exponentially. And in order to do that, you have to work with people and you have to be able to communicate effectively. And definitely my time as a manager, I learned that how you say something is almost just as important as what you're saying. You could say the same thing in 2 different tones and someone could be like, oh, okay, I know exactly what to do. And another person would be like, well, they said that's so rude. So like, the way you communicate is key with people, for sure.
Let's go back to the mention of the cheesecake and the lemon pie. I'm real curious as to what it's like for you, someone working there, a manager there, when the corporate decides to take away a menu item. Because I have to imagine that there are a lot of customers who get a little upset.
Yes. So when I was a team member, when we had cheesecake and lemon pie and all that stuff, but I remember like being on the window and some of our older guests, they missed their carrot raisin salad. And that was a big one. Even like years after it went away, they said, why did y'all get rid of that carrot raisin salad? I said, I'm not sure, ma'am. It was just corporate's call. So you just kind of have to almost make light of it. Like, oh, but listen, there's going to be some great stuff coming out soon. I promise you're definitely going to want to try it. And they'll be like, well, I miss my carrot raisin salad.
Or the coleslaw.
Yes, exactly.
So I know this is not your personality, Leah, but can you give us a little dirt? Like, what was the craziest customer experience that you ever had?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Well, I'll say this. We had a gentleman that would come in the morning, almost on a daily basis. And it got to the point where he would have to call in his order because it would take us significantly longer to make it. He wanted so during breakfast time, the pieces of chicken for the chicken biscuits are significantly smaller than our lunch sandwiches. Well, he wanted that piece of chicken like quadruple battered, like coated. So he'd want 2 of those. So he would call in and get, and by the end of it, like there's so much coder, there's more coder on this thing than chicken. And he would want 2 of those. And then he typically get like 3 or 4 milkshakes and then like 2 or 3 burritos and then some hash browns. And all of this is like by 7:30 in the morning. So that was probably one of my weirdest, and like if he opened up the container with the chicken and saw that it wasn't as big as he liked it to be, then he would like either call back up there or come back inside and say, hey, this wasn't done right. So wow. It was the most bizarre thing. But yeah, he was a daily customer for probably, oh goodness, I mean, at least for a year, and then like he disappeared and then we didn't know what happened to him. But he was a character, to say the least.
Well, we need his name.
Can you order milkshakes in the morning?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Yes, girl. You can get your frosted coffee first thing in the morning if you want it.
Well, I definitely knew I could do that. I just never thought about ordering like a chocolate milkshake at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, if you're willing to wait, other than like some of like the kale crunch, I'm not sure about that. But pretty much any item on the menu will make it for you. Just you have to realize you're going to wait like 10, 15 minutes because that's just not the time. But yeah, we try to do everything. It's our pleasure, isn't it? So...
How do you like swallow down your anger in moments like that?
Oh man, you have to
Allison
realize
has anger issues.
Well, I just never encountered, you know, like an employee that seemed to get ticked off. So I'm wondering, they've got to be training you guys some things.
Oh man. Yeah, we have breathing exercises. No, I'm just kidding. No, we don't. You know, there's a level where you have to say, okay, I can't take this personally. This guest is just frustrated at the situation. But there's some times where if they attack you personally, like your character, where you're like, okay, I need to shut my mouth before I say something that could get me fired. But to be quite honest with you, but you just have to realize it's food. We can make food. And at the end of the day, if that customer has either food in their stomachs, or money back in their wallet, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, now that you're kind of removed from the day to day, is there anything you really miss?
Oh, man. I miss the people. I still go by to the Chick-fil-A that I worked at. And I go say hi and I stay in touch. I was actually able to interview one of my fellow managers on my podcast just to hear her story, how she got to Chick-fil-A and stuff. So I miss the people. I miss the hustle and bustle, not going to lie. I'm super competitive. I don't know if you're familiar with any Enneagram stuff, but, I am a 2-wing 3. A 2 is basically like, I want to serve you. So how appropriate to be at Chick-fil-A, but then the 3 comes in and that's the competitiveness. Like there's always a goal to reach. And during lunch, particularly, like we would always set these little competitions for the 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock hour, where we would say, okay, our goal is to beat 250 cars or 250 transactions within that hour. And if we beat it, then typically our operator would say, hey, everybody gets a milkshake. So there was some incentive to that. And I'm like, I want my milkshake today. That sounds really good. So between that and just the competition of being able to lead a team to a bigger goal than, I mean, obviously work is more than just about beating records, but to have some pride about what you're doing in your job. And I miss that team effort and joking around with fellow team members and fellow managers. It was so much fun.
Well, Leah also learned some leadership lessons from a coworker who happened to be in her mid-80s. And she's going to tell us all about Miss Betty when we come back. So stick around. Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. Well, make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at chickfilapodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at chickfilapodcast.com.
Welcome back. We're joined by Leah Haygood, a former Chick-fil-A manager and host of the Led to Lead podcast.
All right, Leah, tell us about Miss Betty.
Oh, what is there not to say about Miss Betty? She is the best dining room attendant and Chick-fil-A grandma. That's my quote of her, of anybody you could ever meet. Miss Betty was actually hired on. Our operator has two locations, and his second location opened in 2007, and that's when Miss Betty came on at Chick-fil-A. And my husband actually got to work with her more so at that second location. And he would tell me these crazy stories about Miss Betty talking about her and her chickens. And she had like a little farm at her house, and talk about all the crazy antics. And she's one of those people that you could sit down and have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and you could just listen to her talk for hours. And she is the queen of hospitality. I've never seen someone who is more hospitable than her. You walk in the door, she takes time to learn your name and get to know you, refreshes your beverage, of course, all the normal dining room stuff. But she has this tender, loving spirit about her. And one of my favorite things that I'll never forget is she would typically work from like 11 to 4 and like 2 or 3 days a week. And right when she'd walk into the kitchen, she'd scream, "Good morning, kitchen!" And the whole kitchen in chorus would reply, "Good morning, Miss Betty." And it was just one of those things that, you know, she commanded a room when she walked into it. But there was a mutual respect from whoever she's talking to and whoever's listening to her. And another thing that she did was she loved children, and still does. Obviously, she's still kicking and does everything. But she'll grab a little child that she's gotten to know, and typically they're like 4 or 5, and she'll take them behind the counter, would give them an ice cream cone and let them dispense their own ice cream. And it was just one of those things, that little touch of hospitality that's like that child's never going to forget that. And she's just one of those people that you really don't ever forget and don't really ever want to forget. She just touches you in such a way. She doesn't hesitate to pray with you on the spot or talk about what the Lord's doing in her life. And she's just a wonderful woman, and I'm so thankful to have known her and be ministered by her. So she's a great woman.
Well, I've had people refer to me as Miss Betty. I never really knew what that meant.
There you go.
Well, tell us about this podcast. How did you get started with that?
Yeah, so I knew that it was right around September of last year, 2019, that I'd been listening to podcasts for a while. At the time, I didn't know y'all's podcast. So I'm so sorry. I've been a listener only for the past couple months, actually, which I've enjoyed it. But I was like, you know what? That would be so cool to host a podcast. And so I started YouTubing, like how to record. And I knew I wanted to do something with leadership because of just my own personal journey with Chick-fil-A and all the tools that I've learned just by having conversations with people. And I realized when I started pursuing leadership, Allison, you mentioned this earlier, that I told you that I really didn't know what it meant to be a leader. I knew what it meant to be a fixer, like fix problems and work hard, but I didn't know what it meant to lead people and to be an influencer. Like I was willing to work hard, but I didn't know how to coach someone else to work hard. So once I had several meetings with our leadership team and my operator, and he would coach us, and it would be like simple statements of like taking a step back and not feeling like you're having to be in a shift, and watch other people work and say, okay, how can we move all these different puzzle pieces together in a shift? And so it's just stuff like that I'm like, you know what, that'd be so cool to talk about different aspects of leadership. And I thought of the title Led to Lead as being a movement from being led by leaders to becoming a leader themselves. Like, what does that look like? And I compare it to, if you're familiar with the Bible, of Paul and Timothy. And Paul was probably the greatest apostle and evangelist for Christianity in the early century. And he coached Timothy to do the same thing that he was doing. And I was like, you know, that's a great relationship. And I want to have that kind of mindset when it comes to leadership. And when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about with the podcast, I thought of a team member. Her name was Shannon. Shannon, if you're listening, hey girl. But she was a team member, came on in 2018, I think, and was just a normal team member. And then eventually she's like, you know what, would it take to move forward? And she had had some conversations with other leaders who had since then left, and like the ball was kind of dropped on our end as far as leaders about talking about promotion or anything. And I had some serious conversations with her. I'm like, okay, what do you want to accomplish? What's your goal? And she told me, and I communicated that to our leadership team, and they're like, you know what, we don't see that in her. But if you see something in her, let's have a conversation. I said, okay. And so me and Shannon sat down with one of our HR guys and had honest conversation about her leadership ability and say, okay, we haven't seen X, Y, and Z, and we want you to work on that. And sure enough, like within a month or two, she worked on those things. And then she got promoted to team leader. And I'm like, that's the kind of thing I want to do. And I want to help other people do it, whether it's in Chick-fil-A or not. So Led to Lead podcast was born, and I've been super pleased and super thankful for the opportunities I've had, including this interview. That's amazing. Thank you again for giving me this opportunity to just ramble on here a little bit. But my Chick-fil-A experience and my faith, they've given me practical aspects of leadership to discuss. Simple things is like procrastination, like dependability, being open and honest and transparent. What does that look like? And I think it's just, I feel compelled to share this information with others. And I love doing it. It's a joy.
How much of what you talk about has roots in Chick-fil-A?
Honestly, I've probably mentioned Chick-fil-A in probably over half my episodes, to be quite honest with you. Just little tidbits of, you know, dependability for sure. I know that was one of the biggest challenges, I would say, as a manager with Chick-fil-A, just that there were some people that just were not dependable. And I'm like, you know what, this seems to be an issue, so let's talk about it. And so I'd probably say I mention Chick-fil-A very frequently, whether it's an experience I had or talking about innovation, because I think Chick-fil-A is massively innovative when it comes to their operations and their forward thinkers. And all of those are important to leadership. If you're not looking forward, you're typically looking backwards and being in a stalemate. But Chick-fil-A is definitely a forward-thinking company.
I loved your episode with Ashley, one of your former coworkers, and how she has her side hustle and how she juggles all of that.
Yeah, she is great. Ashley is one of those like 90 to nothing kind of hard driving workers. And I couldn't wait to share her story just because of she's a perfect example of how hard work and diligence pays off. She's a great friend of mine, and I really enjoyed working with her because honestly, she could run circles around me. It kind of made me dizzy sometimes how hard she worked. But sharing people's stories is, I think, key. It motivates other people, and then it also gives them a chance to shine. And I think that every person has the potential to lead. It just comes down to their motivation. If you can highlight someone's story, it could spark something in somebody else. So why not share as many stories as I possibly can?
So true. I love that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to pull out the milkshakes to find out what Leah's celebrating these days.
Hey, it's Jim Mann here. Allison asked me to read you a few randomly selected 5-star reviews from our Apple podcast. What we got here? All right, here's one. Singing Cop's Wife writes, "We love Allison and Chick-fil-A. She is so great to listen to and keeps your attention." Yada, yada, yada. Okay, it's fine. Something else. Here's Ashley B. Newman. "Love this new podcast, fine. Binge the episodes immediately. Allison is so sweet and joyful." Gosh,
next. Kelly writes, Allison is such a bright light. The podcast is funny and uplifting. Is my mic not working on these things? Anyway, I think you get the point. So I need some of you to mention how much you love our podcast, especially that Allison, huh? She's great. Just click write a review in Apple Podcasts and tell everyone how awesome Allison is. J-I-M. Jim. It's not hard. It only takes a second. You can even do it while you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Order yourself some extra waffle fries as a reward for helping us out. That Allison, she's something, isn't she?
Welcome back. We've got our milkshakes because it's time for
Chick-fil-A,
where we celebrate what's going great in life over Chick-fil-A milkshakes. Leah, I've got to know, you kind of mentioned that milkshakes were used as a reward when you worked at Chick-fil-A, but do employees get free milkshakes?
Oh, man. No, so it depends on the operator, but typically, managers. So if you got promoted to management, yes, you did get free milkshakes. So, but if you're a team member, it's like a dollar amount. Like for your break food, if you get free break food, they you get like $8 worth of food or something like that. But managers, oh yes, bring on the cookies and cream milkshake and a cookie of the whole shebang. That was my go-to.
Awesome. Is cookies and cream your favorite?
Yes, by
far.
Me too. Yes. Oh, yes, girl.
What's your favorite, Jim? I can't remember.
Water milkshake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jim's sugar-free, so he doesn't have milkshake. Sorry, buddy.
Gotcha.
Thanks for bringing that up, Allison.
Jeez. I feel bad. Sorry.
No, you don't. So look back to Leah. What are you celebrating these days, Leah?
Oh, man. You know, it's something kind of simple, but I know with all this COVID-19 mess, I said earlier, I love the hustle and bustle. I love being busy, but I'm very good at making myself busy and to my own detriment. And during this time, I am so thankful that I have been able to slow down to be with my kids and my husband. I've got three kids. My oldest son is Isaac, he's 5, Caleb is 3, and my daughter Melody is 18 months, so our house is rocking all the time. This time I am so thankful just to be able to slow down and enjoy one moment at a time, one day at a time. And so I'm celebrating less stress, less craziness. And seriously, like after this interview, I think I'm going to go get a milkshake because this sounds so good right now. I want to celebrate my slowness. Yes.
How do you possibly keep those three kids quiet so you can record a podcast?
My husband is a saint. He he took all three of our kids out for a little drive. And he's like, I know you got an interview and keep it quiet by getting out of the house. I'm like, bless you, sir.
Aww.
He is a wonderful man.
Yes, he is. Wow. Tell him thank you.
What's his name?
His name is Jake.
Jake. You're the man, Jake.
He is the man. Yes, sir.
Well, this has been fun. Thanks for being with us today, Leah. And how can people connect with you?
Sure. Yeah. I am. You can follow the Led to Lead podcast on iTunes. Let's see, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Podbean. And then you can follow me on social media. Led to Lead Pod is my Instagram handle. And then you can also find us on Facebook. Just search the Led to Lead Podcast and I'll pop up right there. And I'd love to connect with y'all. And while you're there, subscribe to the Chick-fil-A podcast while you're there.
Yes. Yes, let's help each other out.
Of course. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Leah. This has been a blast.
Oh, I've had so much fun. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, Visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.